You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I warn you because you're about to make the worst decision of your life. This is the week that some of you are going to walk out on your husband. You're going to walk out on your wife. This is the week that some sin is going to be exposed. You're going to be caught in pornography, men and women. This is the week you're going to lose your job. And you're going to become reactionary. God never expects us to be reactionary Christians. Certainly leadership has to make decisions. And leadership needs to build something and all that. But the older I get, the more I'm recognizing that God wants me to slow down. I'm preaching on one word this morning. It's found in Proverbs 14. I'm going to ask you to turn there and use your Bible for the next few moments with me. Because I'm speaking on one word that's so very important. It's chapter 14. And we're going to look at this one word in one particular verse and then other verses as well. Don't make a mistake with your life. Some of you are going to choose that this is my last Sunday in God's house. And it happens every week. This is my last Sunday. I'm walking away from God. I'm done with God. Never be done with God. You're going to need him in the midnight hour. Never be done with him. In chapter 14 of the book of Proverbs, you'll find the word I'm speaking on today. Verse 29. Let's remain seated as we read verse 29, 14, 29 together. Ready? Begin. He that is slow to wrath. To be hasty is to be reactionary. God says you're reactionary. You live in the immediate. I've got to decide right now. You're gonna mess everything up for perhaps future generations. A hasty spirit. This week you cannot make any hasty decisions. Based on what I feel this way. Well, I'm not happy. You just can't do it. A hasty decision. God's word says, but he that is of a hasty spirit exalteth folly. Turn with me, if you will, to chapter 21. Chapter 21. As you turn to chapter 21 in Proverbs in verse number 5, let's read verse 5 together. Ready? Begin. The thoughts of the diligent. 21.5. I'm sorry. 21.5. Ready? Begin. The thoughts of the diligent. Hasty, we say, okay, I'm going to make this decision. And we think we're making the right decision, but God says, you're going to bring want into your life. I have nearly 50 years of illustrations of people that said, Pastor, or they don't say Pastor, or I get an email, or they don't talk to me, and they leave church. There's a few that have gone on for God. But almost without fail, most of them have not gone on for God. They're a hasty decision. I don't like the rules. And really, we don't have any rules around here. I don't like the regulation. I don't like the pressure. I don't like Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I don't like all the pressure with tithing. Then don't tithe. Now you're going to remove the blessing of God, but don't tithe. But you don't leave the church. Well, my wife walked out on me. Well, you don't leave church. Well, my husband walked out. You don't leave church. There's something about staying with something. Turn with me in your Bibles to chapter 29, please. Chapter 29 and verse number 20. Chapter 29 and verse number 20. Let's read verse 20 together. Chapter 29 of Proverbs, verse number 20. Ready? Begin. You see, God doesn't even want me to be hasty about my words, let alone my actions. When your wife drives you crazy. Thanks for not saying amen, but a real man would have said amen. When your wife drives you crazy. Amen. Thank you, fellas. Now, ladies, yeah, they're not married. Now, ladies, you remain silent in the church. God's word says you to be silent. When your husband drives you crazy. I got some amens on that. When your husband drives you crazy. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. That's the last time you're going to say amen in this church, I'll tell you. Ecclesiastes, the next book. Ecclesiastes is the next book, chapter 5. Be not rash with thy mouth, verse 2. And let not thine heart be, what is the word? Hasty to utter anything before God. Don't be rash. Don't say things that you're going to regret. Don't be never and always. A hasty is a reactionary. It's immediate. I've just got to get this off my heart. Chapter 7, Ecclesiastes. Chapter 7, verse number 9. I'll just have you turn here and then one more text and then we're done. Boy, we're not done, but we're done turning. Verse number 9. Better is the, verse 8 says, better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient. And I can tell you, Ms. Treber and I can tell you that's true. 50 years, the end of this thing is so much better than all the other 49. The end, and we're not done. Thank you, two of you. But we're not done. But the patient in spirit. How many are not patient? I've got my hand up in spirit. You're not patient. How many are very patient? You're dead. You are dead. You're not alive. You're not awake. Most of us all are impatient. We're not willing to pray. I can recall, and I've told you this so many times, I won't embellish it. I prayed for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 31 years for a 15-minute radio broadcast. And one day, without making a call to any, we had 100 stations on the 31st year. God kept saying, no, no. I had a program in Los Angeles between Rush Limbaugh and Schlesinger, whatever her name is. Laura Schlesinger, I think her name was. They said, we're going to wedge you between there, all the L.A. basin, and it's going to cost you. I said, I can't pay that. We had stations around here. I said, I can't pay it. To my knowledge, we had 100 stations without having to charge to pay one dime. God did that. But it took 31 years to be patient. And look what the Bible says in verse number 9. Verse number 9, ready? Let's read it. Chapter 7, verse number 9. Ready? Begin. Let's turn to one more text. 1 Kings, because we're going to see an illustration, chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. God does not want your life to be hasty today. Don't make quick reactionary decisions. I'm going to throw away this Christianity. I'm done with it. Don't make a quick decision. You may have to wait 31 years. I guarantee it, if you will wait on God and be still before God, God always comes through. God always comes through. It may be a week, it may be a month, it may be a year, it may be a decade. Hey, let me tell you something about marriage. Marriage is great, but there are low moments in marriage. There are days I didn't understand that woman. Does that sound wrong to call you a woman? I think it did. That lady, I'm sorry. There's days I didn't understand her. But there are days that she didn't understand herself. Let's simmer on that for a little while, shall we? Let's just ruminate on that just a little while. Amen. There's a day, she told me one time, Brother Van Dyke, I love you, Jack, but I sure don't like you right now. Did Jackie ever say that to you? Oh, probably. Yeah, she probably did. Now, you know, there are probably days that she did not understand me a bit because I didn't understand myself. But we stayed together. 52 years we stayed together. And I can tell you, you kids have been married 25 years. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Well, I've been married 35 years and she's still an old battle axe. Well, maybe you're the battle axe, Ralph. Hey, I want you to know, maybe things have changed in the 36th year. But she'll learn to love you. You'll learn to love her. It'll work out. Don't be so hasty. We jump at everything. We're reactionary people. Before us today is the story of 1 Kings chapter 19. And in chapter 18 was such a great chapter. Elisha calling down fire from heaven, calling down rain. In fact, look how it ends in chapter 18. And the Bible says, verse 45 in the middle, Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass meanwhile that the heaven was black and clouds and wind and great rain. And Ahab rode on to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And you know, for 3.5 years it did not rain. And God sent Elijah, and Elijah had the rain fall on the people of God. Oh, what great victory! What's chapter 19 about? Here's a man that called down fire from heaven. Here's a man that they poured water all over the fire, and then he lit it, and God lit it, and God won a great victory. But here's a man running from Jezebel in the next chapter. Look what the Bible says. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, withal how he slain the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, go, so let the gods be to me, and more also, if I take not thy life as a life of one of them tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose for his life, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. And he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. And he came, and he sat down under a juniper tree, and requested of himself that he might die, and said, it is enough, O Lord, take away my life. I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. In verse 7, the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because thy journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength out of meat 40 days and 40 nights. I want you to see several things. Verse 2 tells us that fear made him hasty. Your husband's making a wrong decision, not because he's a bad man. He's afraid. Your wife is making a wrong decision because she's afraid. Look at verse number 2, will you with me? The Bible says, and Jezebel sent unto Elijah, saying, let the gods do to me and more, if I take not thy life by tomorrow about this time. And he rose and went for his life. Whenever there is fear in our life, we have cast out faith. And God always rewards faith. Faith. God says the just, four times in the Bible, the just shall live by faith. Faith is just believing God. It's the Old Testament word trust. 158 times you find the word trust in the Old Testament. It's the same word as faith. Trust is believing God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You say, my life is overwhelmed. Well, hold on, child. It's going to change. a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years, but it didn't change. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Fear. God says that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him by faith. God rewards your faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I remember singing this at the old building 30 years ago. Have faith in God for salvation. Have faith in God. Just believe God. God knows all about the political mess we're in America right now. God knows. God knows all about it. God knows about the judicial right now. God knows about it. God knows about the economy. God knows about it. God knows about Gaza and Israel. God knows. God knows about Ukraine and Russia. God knows. Don't get yourself all worked up in a lather and all upset. What are we going to do? The whole world's exploding. The whole world's always exploded. There's always wars and rumors of wars. There's always problems. There's always dictators. There's always problems in the journey of life. But don't be hasty. Don't have fear enter your life, because a hasty spirit is also always a fearful spirit. A hasty spirit is found in verse number 1. And Ahab told Jezebel, there's the problem. Jezebel, Ahab's wife, was the problem. You know that people come in our lives that we ought to just get rid of. Don't hang around negative people. Don't hang around Chief Rain Cloud. Don't hang around people that are going to draw you away from God. Your friendship today is causing you to have a hasty spirit. Nobody, your mom doesn't know, your dad doesn't know, your brother doesn't know, your sister doesn't know, your parents don't know, your children don't know. But a person always, there's always a person, there's always an Amnon had a friend, Jonadab. There's always a person, that person can draw you away with a hasty decision. And the hasty decision is always wrong. I see thirdly that he ran, verse 3. And he saw, and he arose and went for his life. He sat down under a juniper tree and requested that he die. But I love verse 7, don't you? The angel of the Lord came again. What's the next two words? Second time. Jonah preached a great revival, but the word of God had to come the second time. Isn't God patient with us? Has He ever come to you the second time? Many times. Has He come to you the second time? Has He come? These are the ungodly men over here. First time. I'll sit right here. First time for me too. First time every time. And so follow these guys. Don't follow these guys. He's coming to you the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. God loves you, child of God. He loves you. And yes, we make hasty decisions. We make wrong decisions. But let God come the second time. And let God speak to you anew and afresh. And when God speaks to you, it's always obvious. And here he came, and in verse number 8, and he arose. He arose. Get up and get doing what God wants you to do. Find what God wants you to do and then do it a lifetime. That's not a hasty spirit. Years ago, I had a man. He wanted to come and teach here at Golden State Baptist College. He sent me a resume, and quite frankly, it was incredible resume. It was great. This happened probably, I'm going to guess, 20 years ago. And I looked at that resume, and I read page 1, page 2, and then I got to his references. And in 20 years, he had worked in 20 different places in the ministry. This church, this college, this church, this place, this college, this ministry. I didn't have to pray about that. That's a man with a hasty spirit. I don't even know his name, so if he's watching, if he's still alive, he's the man. But I didn't hire him. He's too hasty. I can't make a mistake right now. I'm too old. I can't live down a mistake. I can't have people around me that are hasty in their spirit, agitated in their spirit, nervous in their spirit, immediate. I got to have an answer right now. Well, if you're stuck, staff, if you're stuck, slow down and wait on God. I recall, honey, was there ever, maybe not, but I remember, did you ever want to leave North Valley Baptist Church? Maybe not. She said, probably not. Well, I did. I promised you when I came here, this church was 7 months old, 20 people. I promised you, Tish, I promised you 50 years. Well, I'm not keeping that promise because I'm not just giving 50 years. But I recall when we moved in this building August the 20th, 2006, 19 years ago. For 2 years, I battled pastoring this church. I had the touch of God on my preaching, Colonel. God was on my life. I knew it. I was right with God. But I walked in here, Brother Luke, the opening Sunday, we had seven people in the balconies. And we didn't have this lower floor filled 19 years ago like it is today. And I became so overwhelmed with fear. I said, Lord, I can't. This is too big for, I can't fill this thing. I don't know how to fill it. For the first time in our life, we had parking lots. We only had 38 stalls at the other place. We grew by 100 a year for 25 years over there, every year by 100, 2,500 on a parking lot with 38 stalls. You could not park in the neighborhood. You had to park at public schools and at computer companies and shuttle buses came to your house. And I got so afraid. I could remember walking around the neighborhood at night. My wife said, I don't want you doing that anymore. So I stopped. I can remember getting up and going to the garage and laying on the floor and praying and begging God. But I also led you into great debt. Well, thank God that day is gone now. We're out of debt. But I led you into great debt. And I said, Lord, I cannot. I know some pastors that led a church into huge debt and then left. I said, I can't do that to these people. It did take a day. A day, I got over it one day. I didn't get over it in a day. I didn't get over it in a week. I didn't get over it in a month. I didn't get over it in a quarter. I didn't get over it that year. It took me about 2 years, and I was preaching with the touch of God, and God was blessing the church. But I just thought, what am I doing here, God? Well, I'm glad I didn't make a hasty decision. Because I tell you what, Brother Skurdy, you and your wife have been with me all these years. These are the best years. Brother Jakob and Brother and Mrs. Manley, Brother Manley's in the hospital today. These are the best days of our life. Brother Van Dyke, God's blessing is upon this church. We are standing on holy ground. And I do not want to be hasty in any decision in my life. Immediate. And Elijah, look what the Bible says. He arose and he did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. A hasty spirit, a losing spirit. You can take it to the bank with that. Esau was hasty. He sold his birthright for a pot of stew. In the Word of God, we find hasty people. Saul became hasty, a great king, but he became hasty. He was making decisions based on the immediate instead of the long future. So today I close. Are you hasty? So it's just my personality. People have to get over it. No, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to learn Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your marriage. It's not working right now, is it? Be still, sir. Just be still with her. Don't be reactionary. Don't say things you're going to regret. Dear lady, you're struggling with that man. Be still. Don't be reactionary. I'm giving you 3 days notice and then you're out. No, you can't do that. Don't be reactionary with your kids when you say, but everywhere I go, I have grandparents say, my grandkids grew up in the Christian school and they're drug addicts today. They're in jail today. Every church I go to, I get a prayer request from grandparents. My grandkids are not living for, and I watch those old people just faithful to God, just faithful. They sing songs like we sang this, His strength is perfect, and a lot of times they're weeping. Yeah. His strength is perfect. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Today I'm preaching on one word, hasty. Don't be hasty in life. Slow down. I'm learning that, honey. I know I am. And you know I am too. I'm learning not to be so reactionary. It's taken you, dear folks, a long time putting up with me. And I'm finally learning it. God always deals with it. Everything seems so bleak. He always deals with it. And on His time, He deals with it. Because His strength is always perfect. Don't be hasty today. Well, I'm going to leave this church. No, don't be hasty today. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. This morning you're here without Christ. Decide on Christ today. This morning you're here and there's trouble in your heart. Trust God today, child of God. How many would say, Pastor, there's a hasty decision I need to make and I'm a little hasty. Just pray for me. Pray for me that I make the right decision. Well, the hands go up everywhere. I'm sure there's hands everywhere. God bless you. Keep them up, keep them up, keep them up, keep them up. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open the balconies, the lower floor. You may put them down. Don't be hasty, friend.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.